Now let's get back to the Recreational Summit 2019 on WILO with Russ Casper and WILO News Director Ken Hartman.
We are back, and thank you for joining us for the WILO Summertime Recreational Summit. And we're happy to have you on board, giving you ideas on how to improve the quality of your life. One thing that we talked about, just to kind of expand your options. And a lot of options out there right at your fingertips. And so we welcome your participation, too. If you have some ideas, just call 765-659-3338, 659-3338. We'll bring some 3x5 cards in here. And what is your favorite thing to do for the summer? Give us a call. Ken, what's next on the hit parade?
Well, I guess one thing I would like to have you guys throw out and talk about, how do you envision the parks and recreation system in about the next 5 or 10 years?
This is John again from Lebanon Parks. We have a 5-year master plan that we put together, so we already have plans in place. Our trail system is very important to tie into our downtown. We're looking at revamping from Thorntown all the way to Lebanon. We started out with an 8-foot path, which we thought would be wide enough, but we're looking at going 12-foot wide. It's getting a lot of activity and bringing it into downtown. We have a newly renovated downtown that we're very proud of, very historic, so bringing it through town so we connect all the parks, and then we'll be ready to for Whitestown to step up and attach the trail system there. That's probably our biggest goal. We also have an expansion that we'd like to do on the pool, looking at a wave runner or something like Carmel has. Frankfurt's getting their pool in a couple years, so you got to keep it fresh for the kids. So we've hit the families. Now we need to probably try and hit the teenagers and find some more activities for them, which would be a pool expansion.
John, how's the best way for you guys and for anybody for that matter to try and meet the needs of your kids but also expand at the same time?
A very good question. Trying to hit the needs is the big thing. The teenagers are probably the toughest, but we have free tennis, we have free disc golf, we have basketball. But hitting those needs and finding the finances for it is probably the most difficult. Obviously, money issues.
I hear in Nashville, Tennessee, Las Vegas, and Miami, there's nothing to do around there.
Oh, yeah. I hear that. I hear that a lot about teenagers. And when I was told that when I was younger, my parents always found something for me to do.
Amazing. So, like clean a garage.
Yeah, exactly. But there are plenty of activities. We have, like I said, all kinds of youth programs. Constantly, our programs director is adding new programs, looking at teens, looking at different age groups, the seniors, the youth. We have swim lessons. We have all kinds of things, but finding things for them. We've looked into skate parks. They're very expensive. Quite a bit of things come in with them. We're looking at RC racing. That seems to be a big one. So we kind of get the feel of teenagers having 60 employees at the park pool, ranging, you know, high school kids to college kids. We get a pretty good vibe of what's going on there too, and feedback from them of what they'd like to see. So we're trying to create something there. I think this wave runner that we have a pool expansion in the next 5 years will hit that age group. We've already hit the younger and the families, grandparents, things like that, but we always try and keep doing it. Skate park, there are several close by, so that cost probably won't happen. Didn't in our master plan right away, but in the future, I'm sure we'll have one.
And for those adrenaline junkie teenagers, if they get really bored, they can jump out of a perfectly good airplane at Indiana Skydive.
Yes, that I want to do that.
Travis, you had my comment.
Yeah. Actually, I have done that. That's quite exciting to jump out of an airplane. Perfectly
good airplane.
And that's right
in Clinton County as well.
Yes, absolutely. That's another amenity that we have here. We have, as well as John mentioned, I think it's all, you know, it's good management, but to look at the long-range goals and to talk about that 5-year master plan, we know where we need to do some upgrading. If you talk to the Department of Natural Resources, and I've been to the Indiana Parks and Recreation Association meetings, been in the sessions with the DNR and Clinton County, is a bit void of trails and trail systems. I know that the DNR would like to see us progress in that area, and I know that there's a group working on that. So that's one area in the next 5 years or so that we need to take a good look at and to work on a bit. Programming within the park system. We don't have a programs manager at this point in time, but I see that in Frankfort's future. I think that that's very important. We can collaborate with the other facilities, with the water and the Boys and Girls Club, Healthy Communities, everybody here. And I think that's real important for the city of Frankfort as well. The aquatics issue that we've had over the past few years with our aging pool. Remember, I was here the first year that we ran, that we opened the pool that we have now. And of course, the lifespan's been almost 30 years. Every pool that we've had has been a 30-year lifespan. We've had 90 years of pool altogether. And so now we're dealing with a new generation, if you will. And when we look at aquatics, just a normal, you know, 50-meter pool is not going to cut it. That's not, if we were to build that, they wouldn't come, so to speak. You know, it's going to take the other activities that are that will engage the youth today. So we need the lazy river and the slides and so forth, all the amenities that come along with it. I think the other area that we're gaining ground is inclusive play equipment. We've had a group of folks and Gina Carson that have really engaged some folks. We have our second piece of equipment that we've installed. We'll have a ribbon cutting a week from Friday for that piece of equipment at Green Street Park. Real excited about that. So we're making headway, and we do have a 5-year plan and some vision for the future of Frankfort Parks.
You brought up exactly what I wanted you to bring up, because, you know, I know playground equipment is not cheap.
It is not. It
not
is not
at all.
Mm-mm.
But I'm talking about when you guys want to talk about overall costs and things that you want to do. How much does your cost play into this? Because everything's going up, up, up.
Yeah, it is. And you have to take that into consideration. And that's the reason for the good management and planning. You have to be able to save up and realize the costs that are involved to install a piece of equipment, as you spoke about.
You had a microphone from YMCA. Did you have anything for us?
I have several comments. Travis, I'm really excited that you guys are installing some inclusive mm-hmm. playground equipment. We have a little boy who's the sweetest kid who just joined our day camp program, and he has spina bifida and is in a wheelchair. And mom gave us a call and said, hey, we're just looking for something for our son to do over the summer. A couple of other facilities felt like they couldn't meet his needs. And he's pretty independent. Luckily, we have a lift for our pool, so he's able to swim with the kids. And like I said, he's extremely independent. But just making things more accessible for people in the community, whether it's someone in a wheelchair, someone who has hearing loss, someone who has vision loss, is so critical, I think, and that's so great that we have that in our community. As far as aquatics goes, I can second the financial costs involved and the creativity needed to make that successful. Like the Parks Department, we have a pool that's 28 years old, and everything's aging out. The foundation of our pool is incredible, but it is that smaller pool and kind of, you know, a hole in the ground, but we do some awesome swim lessons and adult aquatics programs in there. But we're definitely looking to the future to say, okay, how can we make this more attractive and how can we become creative? And that's kind of across the board when it comes to our programs and what the Y has to offer. YUSA actually just released a new commitment to America where we are going to be focusing more on youth. We have a huge early learning focus, but these are those youth in middle school and high school because they're the next generation. And so our Y is getting ready to go through a strategic planning where it's like, okay, well, what are the needs in the community and how can we position our Y to meet those needs in Clinton County specifically and really tailor it so that we can build up our kids. We don't know what that looks like yet, but we're really excited to figure it out. And so hopefully through some collaborations, perhaps with the Parks Department and other organizations, we can really make it a bang in our community.
And speaking of collaboration, we really appreciate the people that helped make today possible, and that would be the City of Frankfort Mayor's Office, the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, and also Wampler Services Incorporated. Without them, we could not do this. And speaking of things that can go wrong, of course, our video streaming. We went to school today on some video streaming, so we'll get better and better, we promise. One thing I wanted to do is like popcorn, go around the room. Let's give one or two ideas, rapid fire, of things that might improve the quality of life for families that are listening to this. What can we do? Just in a couple words, a few words, a short paragraph, and then we'll go around until we kind of run out of ideas. What would you do to enhance the quality of life for summertime? What would you suggest?
Well, I'll kind of take it from a family with littles at home. So I have a son who's 3.5 and a daughter who's almost 2. And one thing that they love to do is go to the different parks in the area. They love to see the different playground equipment. And you wouldn't believe the amount of steps they get in between running to the different swings and the slides and all the different fun things that they can do. And when we leave, the question is always, you know, what park are we going to next, Mommy? And now he thinks every park has playground equipment. So that's something that you can do even when your kids are little. You know, they can go out and see those different things. And the other thing I would say is even when you have little kids, you can still take them to the different trails. We have trails at our farm, our family farm, but we also go to Camp Colum quite a bit, and we're out there on the trails. And just being able to be out in nature, being able to be out in
They have trails through the prairie grass.
Yes, mm-hmm. Trails through the prairie grass to be able to go through all of that. And Ken was talking about the frogs earlier. My son loves to chase the frogs and see how big or how little they are. So that's something that you can do no matter the age of your kids. So I know sometimes parents think that when you have littles at home, that when they're toddlers, that you can't go out and do these things. But just to encourage that, our parks are great here in Clinton County and Frankfort, that you can go out and do that even with your toddlers and to do those trails, even at Camp Colum and those different things.
A couple ideas to improve quality of life.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, it's as simple as just get out. Life is so stressful and goes so fast that sometimes when we pause and do something that maybe we never thought to do, like going to Kirkland and be bopping around all of the antique stores, which is something I did a couple weeks ago, being brand new to the area, that is so charming and is such a unique place that you wouldn't have necessarily thought to go.
Chipman thanks you.
But yeah, just get out. Do something different. You'll be surprised at what that mental break will do for you, especially if it's on a weekend. You're going to start your Monday even better and be able to rock it out for you and your family.
There's a lot of talk these days about kids being in front of their PlayStation. That's probably not even the term anymore.
But, flat screen of some sort.
But if we expect our kids and our nieces, nephews, grandchildren to take care of the resources that we have, they have to be exposed to it at a young age. And I can't emphasize that more. I have 2 1-year-old grandkids, and they have spent more time outside than inside. And they got plenty of time to spend time inside, and they go to school and start becoming involved in activities. Right now, I want them outside because they're going to remember those times. Also, if you actively look for opportunities, that's really the key. Nobody's going to come to your couch and present you the opportunities that you have. Okay, and there is.
I wonder what that guy was doing, going up and down, knocking on doors. You know, he's giving recreational ideas.
But with the internet, there's really no excuse for not knowing what activities are available in your area. So it's very important to actively pursue that information rather than wait for it to come.
The Erie Canal thing up in Delphi, you know, I mean, little things like that. There's just their ideas all over the place.
Just echoing everybody, get off the couch, get out there, ride your bike, walk the trails, go play sand volleyball, go play basketball, tennis. If you aren't into athletics or any sports, just get out and walk. We have nature trails. Walk the nature, look at birds. Heck, saw deer the other day, fox, beavers. You got it all at the conservation club. So get out there and get your fishing pole. Bring your kids, drag them along, whatever.
Good point. Physical therapists have a saying, motion is lotion. get out there and get it moving around, and everything's going to feel better.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to hit on the trails, our state parks, our nature preserves again. I mean, it's good to be outside. It's good to be out doing something physically active. The state's got all kinds of different trails that are available, you know, whether it's a kid-friendly trail, you know, even Shades has got, you know, a little bit more moderate or, you know, challenging trails. One resource that I would like to, you know, make sure people know about is, you know, for hunting and fishing, the state puts out a free guide. You see them all over Rural King, Walmart. There's actually electronic versions online. But the state also puts out a recreation guide. And in those is listed all state trails, state properties, nature preserves. There's a whole list of just different programs and activities that are available. And a lot of times, you know, they're going to be free, like we talked about earlier. If they're not free, it's going to be very low cost. So definitely something, you know, if you're out and about and you see one of those recreation guides, definitely be something that'd be a good tool to pick up and kind of see what's going on throughout the state with the DNR.
Funny thing, I have in my hand the Indiana Festival Guide, and it just so happens that Frankfort and the Holiday Festival of Lights is on the front cover. So grab one of these guides. We actually have them at the Frankfort Parks office, and they're scattered around the city. But grab one of these and, you know, take the family and go, you know, get out and visit a festival or an activity around the state. One other thing that I'll mention, and we have a couple of new exhibits that will be opening, zoo exhibits, at TPA Park. This one, these exhibits are just a bit different. We call them Twilight exhibits. So, and the purpose, the whole purpose behind these are to have an activity to, you know, you bring your family out, go get ice cream, wait for the sun to set a little bit, and then come out to TPA Park and take a look at the finesse foxes. The Egyptian foxes, because they'll be out of their little cave at that point in time. And the next enclosure over are the kinkajous, and they will also, they're nocturnal, they'll be out. We have black lights in the enclosures that will illuminate so that you can actually see what's going on and enjoy time with the family.
When does that start?
It will be open later this week.
Black lights at the park in the zoo.
Travis, I'm glad you mentioned that, and I know, you know, Ken, you and John have both mentioned about disc golf and having things that are a little bit different. I know Tristan has always been trying to get things started, a little bit non-traditional items that you guys have been trying to do all year. So talk a little bit about the non-traditional things that you guys have, and what's a little bit different than what the normal things are.
So this is Tristan over at the Y. Maybe back in the day it wasn't non-traditional, but our kickball league kicks off, pun intended, next week. And so we're really excited for the kids to be able to do that. Later this fall, getting into the colder weather, we're going to launch a program called Kinball. And it is the only game, sport activity where three teams play against one another. And the objective is to keep the ball up. It kind of reminds me a little bit about volleyball, beach ball. It's just interesting, but it has a 48-inch giant inflatable ball, and the kids and even adults play against each other in groups of three teams. So we're really excited to launch that.
I think it'd be amiss to also say Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. I know that my sons have been enhanced by going down to Lake Monroe. And by the way, at Lake Monroe, which is the largest lake in the state of Indiana, you can actually rent a kayak. I mean, you might think it's expensive, but you could go to the marina, and I think it's like $15 an hour. Yeah, rent a kayak or just have a ball. It doesn't necessarily have now. You can get a motorized pontoon boat for, you know, $180, but it doesn't have to cost that much.
As far as kayaks go, too, you don't have to go all the way down to Lake Monroe. Just outside Crawfordsville, you know, there's several places along Sugar Creek that rent kayaks and canoes. So that's, you know, something a little closer if you're wanting to get out and do some kayaking and canoeing. Pretty close.
I think someone who says there's nothing to do, that is a code word for I really don't have much of an imagination. Because there are so many things that a person could do. I just don't buy it. I'm sorry.
You're talking about non-traditional, the Eagle Scout disc golf course. I mean, that was definitely a change of mind for the board at Camp Colum, going out through our forest and actually maintaining that it's been an eye-opening experience. We have people that come from all over the place to play. When the disc golf course was constructed, we just looked at local. But we have people drive from out of state. And so I also would encourage those listening to check out campcollum.org because it has a list of dates that disc golf course is not open because of other activities going on at camp. Also, I want Russ to put in a real quick plug for the Prairie Grass Observatory because he's one of our enthusiastic volunteers in that area, and it's certainly a non-traditional activity.
The facility has a value of over $100,000. I'd say closer to about $120,000 if you include the Nature Center. It's a $300,000 facility, air-conditioned lecture room. And we do have the largest star party in the state of Indiana. And that will be the last Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning. And we'll have the Astro Grill out there. We'll have free coffee and free hot chocolate till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. We have Telescope City. So you can actually bum a view of about any object you want, including clouds. We love high-pressure areas. And sometimes I fly my powered parachute over there, and we call it a UFO. But it's just a way to see planets and nebula, birthplace of stars, globular clusters. You can see the Milky Way in 3D and Technicolor. You can see Jupiter and the moons going back and forth. You can see the shadow of the moons of Jupiter on Jupiter. You can see Saturn this summer. And if you, you get hooked, and there's so many aspects. We have speakers coming in, so we have people that will be talking about. We had a speaker talk about the solar eclipse, and we have a guy from NASA this summer, and he'll be sharing with us some things, probably about the lunar, because this is the 50th anniversary of the landing on the moon. So that's going to be one of our themes at the Star Party. Will be the lunar landing.
Boy, that sounds exciting. We have our traditionals. Mother-son is coming up, event where we have superheroes, and that's kind of non-traditional, but it's really cool. We have the daddy-daughter dance, something like that. But we have sand volleyball. Don't have any leagues yet, looking at leagues, but we have an event coming up where anybody can... I hope you're all going to get a team together and be there. No. But we have our traditional baseball that goes on. Our Merchants League plays in our nice baseball diamond that we have. I'd say that's about it. We have our disc golf and horseshoes, and that's kind of non-traditional anymore, I guess. But we have seniors come out and do that, and that's always nice.
This program just gave me an idea, Ken. On Clinton County Daily News, we can have a tab that says, 1,001 things to do in our area, and just list them there, and people can look them over.
Okay.
Happy typing.
I'm putting you in charge of it. Has there been anything or things that the residents or your people in your area have wanted you to come to start doing that you haven't been able to do yet for whatever reasons?
Talking too much, I don't like to talk. No, probably skate park has been one of the things that I've heard for the last 10 years. And when I came in about 11 years ago, there skateboarding was really big. But I think, not to say kids are getting lazier, but they're getting lazier. They have longboards now where they don't have to work as hard skateboarding.
Or they're watching other people skateboard on video.
Yeah, they're on video on their couch. I'm just saying that I see that around the park system a lot more rather than the skateboards. Biking, they want some kind of bike where they can do their tricks and all that. And I think we'd appreciate that, especially with the investment that we've made in our downtown. We don't want them on the limestone, on the beautiful limestone down there. So that's something we need to look into. It's just so expensive, and we have other needs in the park system. We're always needing things like that. But I would say that would probably be the biggest that I've heard is probably a skate park. Other than that, something for the teens. They always want more and more.
This is Travis. And I would say that probably the two large items, and we're already addressing those, would be our aquatic center. You know, that's I've heard that since I've been back in the country, that's been a big need, a big want. And then also programming. I think that routine programming is the other one, where we have a lot of activities, especially the stage that's the amphitheater that's going to be at Prairie Creek Park, and to have that routinely booked for entertainment, for families, for, you know, and have a variety of things that will be on production there.
Okay. All right, guys, we need to wrap this up with this. I'm going to give everybody a chance to do this. What has been your thoughts on how we've done this, and as far as, you know, what you guys want to do? I mean, how's the best way for people to go out and say, you know, we like what you're doing, or you don't like what we're doing?
And that's a great question. Before we go to that, I'm going to say that the Casper Media is going to randomly draw from the people that are participating today, and we'll pull out a name, and they will receive $100 to go toward whatever is going to help enhance the quality of life. So one of the people here, I don't know if that's legal for you, but we'll help enhance the quality of life for the area.
Okay. Kathy, go ahead.
Well, communication is one thing that we always hear about, and you can reach us at our office, 765-659-6063. But Healthy Communities is always on Facebook and Twitter. Reach out to us through there. That's usually the quickest and the easiest for people. You have that on your phones. You have that everywhere that you are. And there are emails on there and how to contact us. So that also updates pretty much daily on activities that are going on, tips and ways to keep safe while you're outdoors and enjoying the physical activity.
This is Tristan over at the Y. You guys can always give us a call, speak directly to me or any of our staff at 765-654-9622. Also, follow us on Facebook. That's where we post about our programs and upcoming events. And we also have Messenger, so feel free to shoot us a message as well.
As far as Camp Collum is concerned, campcollum.org, campcullom.org. Activity list is online there and is updated on a regular basis. Also, a map of the camp, a Latin map of the disc golf course is on there also, so online.
John at Lebanon Parks. Again, Facebook is probably our biggest social media. There again, we have a couple of sharp girls in the office that run the show. We all know that. Get a hold of them at 765-482-8860. Follow them there, and also on Instagram, other things like that.
Yeah, so the DNR is broke up into multiple different divisions, so it really kind of depends on what your suggestion or concern is going to be. You know, you can always go direct if it's a concern with a property. You know, you can always get on the DNR website, and there's always contact information for Division of Parks or Division of Fish and Wildlife, Division of Law Enforcement. So you kind of got to figure out what avenue you want to take, but, you know, there's specific people for each division that would take in those concerns or suggestions that the public may have.
The Frankfort Parks Department can be contacted 659-3422 or contact us on Facebook or the old-fashioned way, stop by. Come by and talk to us. I love the engagements, and this has really been nice to be able to see everyone here, to get to know John from Lebanon. You know, I didn't know him before. So that's engaging for us, and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Guys, thanks much for your time and effort. I love this format we have. You have been listening to the WILO Summertime Summit on WILO TV and WILO AM and FM. Take care.
You've been listening to the Recreational Summit on WILO. The Recreational Summit has been brought to you by Wampler Services Incorporated, the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, and the City of Frankfort Mayor's Office.